entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a lot of all that stuff, on the show where you can find help and hope. And with us today on the boards, we have the fabulous Bobby.
Hello, happy Saturday. Happy
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Happy Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yes, happy Labor Day weekend, too.
Glad you're here today.
Glad to be here.
And as always, not live sitting next to me, we have my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hey, honey.
Hey, honey, how are you today?
Okay, how about you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Had a little bit of a busy week this week, and I'll say I'm so excited that Governor DeSantis finally changed the order, thanks to Mary Daniels. I'll talk about that in a little while, but that just makes me so darn excited.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah, that's really, people will have the opportunity to hug their loved one. People will have the opportunity to comb their mom's hair.
Can you believe it's Labor Day?
No, I can't believe
it's supposed to be the last hurrah, but I don't know what we're hurrahing about.
There's no hurrah as far
just
as I'm concerned.
Today. I just found out I'm definitely not going to Boston at Christmas.
Oh.
So that's out.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you know, my sister's still there. She's probably going to be there another month or so.
Wow. But at least she's getting that wonderful time with the family.
Yes, it's really nice. Yeah, anyway, tell me about your new listeners.
We have Marlene from British Columbia, Canada.
We like our Canadians.
Oh, yes, we do. And we have Sandy from Tampa. And we have Sylvia from Kansas City.
Well, welcome, ladies.
Yes, welcome. Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners, whether it's live on the show or on YouTube or Facebook or Apple iTunes or wherever they'll take my mouth.
And I understand your calling is already on the phone, so I'm not going to hold you. Have a wonderful show.
Okie dokie.
I'll speak to you later.
Later, bye-bye. Gator. So my first guest on the show, her name is Grace Terry, or as I like to say, Amazing Grace. Welcome, Grace.
Hey, Linda.
How are you today?
Honey, I am blessed and grateful.
Me too, joyful and grateful.
Yes.
You know, when I say that to people sometimes, they go, you're joyful and grateful? And I go, yeah. And sometimes they give me a little crooked eye, and I said, you know what? Some days I'm joyfully challenged, but I'm always grateful.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, some people, I tend to say I'm blessed and grateful. And some people, like you say, will look, you know, a little cockeyed in response. But most people say, yeah, me too. And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
So even with somebody who's like, you know, maybe just a stranger passing in a store or whatever, we get to have a little connection there that's really positive for me. I trust it is for them as well.
Well, you know what? I think it's always important to watch your words.
Yes.
Your words are very powerful.
Yes, they carry energy and vibration. And, I couldn't agree more. Words are very powerful.
Yeah. So I've known Grace probably like 20 years now, huh, Grace?
Yes, I think it has been that long, Linda. Isn't that, can you believe it's been, these past 20 years have gone by pretty quickly for me. What do you think?
It just flew on by. But
yes.
I'm grateful for all the women that I've met in the past 20 years and the women I continue to meet. And we had that wonderful Professional Women in Power organization, met tons of fabulous women.
Yes.
Just really helping each other. And that makes me so happy. So, Grace is a social worker, and she's been has her degree 40 years ago and has been a professional caregiver ever since. She's a licensed mental health professional and an ordained minister, plus a wellness coach and holistic management chronic pain person. But now she just wrote a new book, and I have it right here. So the people that are watching on YouTube or Facebook, you can see it. And it's 10 Simple Strategies for a Happier You, Changing the World from the Inside Out. And I got it a couple weeks ago, and I bought and gave them to a couple of my friends. And we're going to give some away free on the show. But, Grace, it's so exciting. Tell everybody about the book.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate your support so much. You know, I appreciate support when I get it from anybody, but coming from somebody like you, and by that I mean a wise woman and a woman who, like me, has been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
And, you know, a woman like you, meaning a spiritually conscious, spiritually aware woman, a woman of integrity and ethics, and
okay, enough
that.
Of me.
Okay, well, your support. I just want to say, support from a person like you is really, really priceless. It's very validating to me. But
thank you, my friend.
Yes. Anyway, this book. I started it last year, and I got pretty well into the manuscript, and then some things happened and I put it down, and honestly, if we hadn't been self-quarantined for the last 6 months, I don't know if I would ever have finished it, because I've always got so many things going
right.
on. But when we self-quarantined, after a few weeks of that, and it became obvious that we were going to be self-quarantined for an indefinite period of time, I went back and picked it up and finished the manuscript, and then started doing all the, you know, the editing, the formatting,
right.
all the things you do to self-publish. And anyway, because of the wonderful support of my husband and friends and colleagues like yourself, we've co-created this book that I feel very grateful for, and we launched it about a month ago, and the feedback has been extremely positive. And it actually grew out of a talk that I have given, having been a mental health professional all these years.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, people think mental health professionals have things worth saying, and they invite them to come in.
Well, you do.
They invite, huh?
You do.
Thank you, dear. So anyway, I've been invited many times to come and speak to different groups of people. And so over the years, I developed this talk that I called 10 Simple Ways to Be Happy and Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to turn that into a book, and I played with probably 50 different book titles. And what I came up with finally was 10 Simple Strategies for a Happier You, Changing the World from the Inside Out.
I love it.
And it all grew. The book grew from a talk that I've given many, many times to many different groups, and I always got really positive feedback from it. And I had people, you know, I made up a little handout to give to people when I did the talk. And it was just like a one-page handout, right? And
right.
So people would tell me that they would make copies of my handout and give it to people that they knew, which was fine and wonderful. I, you know, I always felt really touched
yeah.
by that, you know. So anyway, when I decided to write a book, I said, well, I want my first one to be this, an expansion, if you will.
Right.
On this talk I've given so many times and gotten so much positive feedback on it. So that's how the book came about.
Well, I'll tell you, the other night I went to I'm on the board of Seasons Hospice. I went to the board meeting, and I brought one of the books with me, and it was just sitting on the table, and a woman sitting across the table said to me, oh, I need to get that book. I said, here you go. She's like, really? I said, here you go.
Well, bless your heart.
I love that, and I love that you've created a workbook to go with the book now, not just a handout yeah. kind of thing. Because I think there's something about the physicality of writing that brings things more to life.
Thank you. Well, for people like you, it's true. Some people love to write and some people don't, and that's fine. We understand that. That's why we have strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Exactly.
Different people like different things. But all through the book, I have suggested journal writing assignments
mm-hmm.
that would help to integrate the strategies. And so what I once I got really into the book, I decided to create an accompanying workbook, and I give it away for free. People who go to my website, angelsabide.com, can enter their contact information and get a free workbook.
That's
to
accompany.
Wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
Because, I read a different book and I'm writing in the book. You know, I'm
right.
highlighting things in the book.
Right.
So I think to actually have a workbook to accompany. And like I said, there's something about the physicality of writing, I think, that just, brings things clearer. Maybe clearer to me.
Well, now, have I sent you your copy of the workbook yet?
No.
All right. Well, since we get off of this call, I'll do it. I'll email it to you.
Great. We've all had a little bit of things going on, you know, Grace.
right.
So,
I do.
But one of the things I love about the book is it goes from, you know, keeping your sense of humor to accepting your mortality. You know, the idea that we're all going to die someday. Well, we're all dying every day.
Yeah, well, we're all living and we're all dying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I like that, you know, there are different things to see. And so what's some of your response been so far with the book?
Oh, it has been so touching and so humbling, I have to tell you, because one reason I put the manuscript down and didn't pick it up again for 6 months, Linda, I have to tell you, I've come a mighty long way in my life by the grace of God, and
mm-hmm.
And I still have what I might call crisis of confidence.
Occasionally.
yeah, and so some things happened last fall after I had been working on the manuscript, and I went through a crisis of confidence. I thought, you know, well, I don't know if I really have anything worth saying or anything that's really going to make a difference, but anyway, then some other things happened that prompted me, yes, go ahead and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like I needed to finish it, whether anybody ever read it or not, I needed to write it all down. So
yeah.
I said, okay, I'm just going to write it all down. And then I shared the manuscript with some people that I really, really respect and appreciate them. Professional colleagues, and some of them are friends and some of them are professional colleagues,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really know them on a personal basis so much. But anyway, the feedback was so positive and affirming.
Kind of changes that confidence level a little bit.
Well, it did. It did. And it gave me the energy, the mental and
mm-hmm.
spiritual and emotional energy and the physical energy to just go ahead and do the things that needed to be done to get it on Amazon.com. And
yeah, it's a whole education, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, you're being an author. You know what?
It's no fun.
I had no idea, honestly, but anyway, I've gotten all sorts of very positive feedback from people, and it means all the world to me. And I think you know about one situation that has just come up this week, so it's fresh on my mind, but there's a young woman, young compared to me, she's in her mid-30s.
Yeah.
Who's in the...
just a babe.
The George. I'm sorry?
She's just a babe.
Yeah, a mere babe. She is serving a life sentence plus 20 years in the Georgia penal system.
Wow.
But she's been in the system now for half her life. And in the system, she has been through a lot of education, and she's taken advantage of every educational opportunity she could. And she actually has a degree in theology from Emory University that
wow.
was offered at her prison. And anyway, she's a really remarkable young woman in many ways. Well, by a miraculous set of circumstances, she got a copy of the book, and her feedback has been extremely positive, and she's trying to put together a group of women in the Georgia State prison system to read the book and study it together.
Wow.
Wow. I've gotten nothing but positive feedback from the book, and it just, it, like, again, it, it is very, very humbling. And I'm just, I'm not proud. I'm not.
No, you're not.
Because, no, I'm not proud of the book because I know that it's, it takes a village to publish a book. And if I have anything positive to share, it's by the grace of my higher power.
Right. You're just the vessel.
Well, that's it. That's it.
That's what I always say.
Yes. Yes. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we have co-created a book that seems to be making a wonderful positive difference for people, even in a short lifetime it's had so far.
Yeah, you've only just begun.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, it's exciting, and it's extremely rewarding to be a vessel, to be a channel.
If any of the listeners are interested in the book, I have two books that I'm going to give away. So you can either email me at lindaburhans@AOL or message me through my website, lindaburhans.com, and we'll put all the names in a hat and pick out a winner. What's next for you, Grace?
Well, I do have some other writing projects in mind, some other books. You know, I've had a special interest in grief education and grief integration and grief companionship for many years. So I want to write a book or two about grief. But I also I have some other book ideas, but at the same time, I want to start some online groups.
Yeah.
And one online group I'm going to start is a group of people who want to read and study 10 Simple Strategies for a Happier You together.
Perfect.
So, yes.
Because you know what happens? Sometimes somebody buys the book, oh, the book looks good. They buy the book, they read a chapter or two, and then they put the book down.
Right.
You know, but it's always, everything's always better as a team, I think. And today, with all the possibilities with Zoom.
Yes.
I wish I had stock in Zoom.
Say, really?
Yeah.
If we had only known, right?
Exactly.
But I want to start more than one. Actually, I want to start more than one Zoom group. Probably a daytime group and an evening group. So again, if any of your listeners are interested in that, all they need to do is go to angelsabide.com. That is my personal website, angelsabide.com, and just subscribe, and you'll get notices of all the new groups that I start and other things that I'm doing. By the way, there is a book club there in the Tampa area where I used to live, as you know. I'm now in Middle Georgia, but there's a book club in there in the Tampa area that is reading and studying my book for the month of September. And on the 25th of this month, there will be an online discussion of the book, and I'll be part of that discussion.
Excellent. What a great idea.
Well, anybody who's interested in that, all they have to do, go to my website and subscribe, and they'll get notices of things I'm doing, and a lot of it is free. Oh, by the way, anybody who wants a free 30-minute one-to-one consultation with me can schedule that on my website.
Perfect.
And life is good.
Life is good. And it's been wonderful having you on the show today. And all your information will be on my website and on YouTube and all that stuff. And I can't wait to join one of your groups.
Well, it would be wonderful to have you be a part of the group, Linda. You are such a positive person, and you are clearly a woman who is changing the world and changing it in a good way. And so,
but you know, everybody else, I need support too.
Well, thank you for admitting that. We all do, and some of us are smart enough to admit it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people think asking for help or accepting help is weak. No, it's not. It's strong.
Well, it's strong. It's wise. It is, I believe it's what we were created by our Creator with a need for a spiritual family, a village, if you will,
yes,
a support network. Somebody, you know what I heard recently that really stuck with me? Somebody called it scaffolding. We all need scaffolding.
Mm, interesting.
Isn't that a good analogy?
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah. And I don't care who you are. I don't care. I mean,
that's
the strongest, smartest human needs a support network, a spiritual family.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. We'll talk soon, and have a delicious day.
Well, you too, my dear, and just thank you for all the good you do all the time, Linda. You are a great inspiration. You have come a mighty long way in the time I've known you, and you just saw that in a bowl of biscuits.
Thanks, honey.
Or now that I live in Georgia, the highest compliment I can give anybody is you're a peach.
Okay, thanks. I'll take that.
Okay.
Bye, Grace.
All right. Blessings to all your listeners.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. FoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. FoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about FoxLife, go to www.voxxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
It's just what I just said to Grace. Accepting help and asking for help is a strength. It is not a weakness, so please don't think that. And if you do keep saying no to people that want to help you, then they stop asking, and then you're home crying that nobody's helping you. But if you keep saying no, then they're afraid to even ask you anymore. And people are asking because they want to help. So think about that. So I mentioned earlier when Lynn was on the phone about Mary Daniel and Governor DeSantis signing the new legislation in here. So it's going to allow visitation in long-term care facilities for essential caregivers and compassionate care visitors. These are the individuals that provide important care and support to residents of long-term care facilities. Without their involvement, these residents are at a risk of unnecessary decline and death. People are dying and declining from isolation. They'll allow general resident outdoor and indoor visitation if the facility meets certain indicators of low virus risk. Each visitation scenario must be accompanied by facility policies and procedures that support the safety of all residents and visitors, of course. Policies and procedures must address appropriate training and mandatory use of masks and all that kind of stuff. So the opportunity has finally been open that you will be able to go and see your mom, your dad, your spouse. You'll be able to comb mom's hair. You'll be able to sit down and have a little lunch with them. Not only is it going to help you and help them, it's also going to help all those caregivers that work in those communities that are so exhausted because they've had to do everything by themselves for the past 6 months. So God bless all the caregivers, the family caregivers, and the professional caregivers, and things are getting better. And now we have our next guest on the phone. Is it Florence Nightingale?
This is Kelly. Kelly.
Oh.
Kelly Casto.
Her, I gave her the name of Florence Nightingale.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that.
Hey, good looking.
Hi, how are you?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
Oh, I'm moving the warehouse today, so.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hot.
It is hot as heck.
It is hot.
So I've known Kelly for quite a while. Kelly's on my website. She's been on the show before, and Kelly founded a nonprofit to provide homebound, mostly seniors, with food and equipment. And she gets it done when others can't. This woman is just absolutely amazing. She's got a lot of new things going on that we're going to talk about. So first, Kelly, tell us a little bit about what Saving Our Seniors is.
So we're a nonprofit, and we provide and fill the gap when seniors can't get medical equipment through their insurance, or, you know, most of them are living on such a low amount of income that paying for a shower chair or getting a wheelchair is sometimes out of mind for them. So we provide the equipment for them for a small donation.
Which is so important, because, you know, I've seen some of the people that you have brought equipment to, and it changes their lives. It changes their life. Now they can get around their house. I mean, now maybe they can get out of their house.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, power wheelchairs are one of our bigger items that are requested, and seniors, you know, use it as their, sometimes even their mobility to be able to get out and get their groceries or whatnot.
Right. Well, this all started about 5 years ago when working as a physical therapist, you went into people's homes, right?
Yeah, I would treat people, and I used to work in the skilled nursing facility, and I would get seniors pretty independent, and then, you know, right when they're about to get home, most of their equipment wasn't covered or they couldn't afford it, so they would have to go, you know, either stay long-term in a nursing home or, you know, figure another way out. And I was always that therapist that was traveling all around town to get pieces of medical equipment. So I decided to start collecting and redistributing equipment, and it feels like just overnight I went from 100 pieces of equipment to over 10,000.
I remember it well. Well, because, you know what the thing is, so much equipment was out there was being wasted.
Right. I mean, yeah. So a lot of equipment, we either get equipment and then we'll fix it if we need to, or we love it when people drop us off, you know, 100% working equipment is always the best, because I am the fixer-upper of
the
broken equipment. Yeah.
You're the everything. I mean, you have volunteers to help you, but you're the main girl. You know, this is all your responsibility, and that's a big deal.
It's sometimes, you know, it's difficult because I still work a full-time job.
Because it's good to eat, huh?
Yeah, it's good to eat. You know, the charity doesn't, we really do need financial donations to come in to be able to continue. Especially, you know, when I first started, I wasn't as popular, but now we're getting more popular, and I thought the more popular you get, the more donations that come in, but it's really just the increase of need. So.
Yeah, it's just more work. It's more work,
the work's
actually.
Okay. It's just, we just need the financial donations to be able to keep the good work going.
Right, and anybody can go to your website, savingourseniors.org, to find out more information. But so what happened now during COVID? So now we started doing meals, huh?
Yeah, so during COVID, I kept having seniors contact me, and they needed meals. And I was like, unfortunately, I don't assist with that. I'll give you, you know, I gave them different contacts of different services in the community, but either they didn't meet the requirement or whatnot. So they would call me back, and I would tell them no again. And
your heart is breaking.
I caved. So I partnered up with Feeding Tampa Bay, and we've provided out, I think, 15,000 meals since COVID started.
Wow.
So we provide up to like 14 frozen meals at a time. And then we recently partnered up with Meals on Wheels, because some of the seniors have a wait list there, whatnot. We can kind of fill in that gap, and then they're able to funnel, you know, the seniors out. So they don't have to go hungry.
So where does all that food come from?
We get them through Feeding Tampa Bay.
Well, where do they get it from? Like restaurants or?
It's not more restaurants, more like, I believe, like private catering companies that aren't working right now due to COVID.
Okay.
They're preparing the meals, and then we get the meals, and then we redistribute them out.
Okay.
Like on Friday, I dropped 650 off. So.
Wow.
So each person gets meals for like a week at a time.
It's so important. Meals, you know, a meal. It's so important. People just don't realize what other people need. We get stuck.
I think, you know, a lot of times the seniors that we see out in the community are pretty, like, most of them are thriving if they're able to go to Publix, go to grocery store. But it's really the seniors that are really homebound, and nobody sees them. And I might be the only person that, you know, lays my hands on them during, you know, especially during COVID, a lot of them were at home. They didn't want to they could even go out, but they were afraid to go out, so they were at home. So we would contact them, drop the meals off at the door, and we would say hello from our 6-foot distance. But so there's so many seniors that are at home and they're not thriving, and they really just need, some assistance. And I think a lot of times they're afraid to even ask for help.
Because nobody wants to ask, and nobody wants to feel like they're a burden, and nobody wants to feel, my husband is at home now, and he's under Seasons Hospice Care, but my daughter and I go in and feed him every day, bring food and stuff, and if he didn't have us or have those services, he would be there all by himself.
Right. So you have somebody that is dealing with it, or that you know somebody, dealing with a senior. You just kind of, it's like out of sight, out of mind, but there are so many seniors in our community that need help.
Yeah, and especially so much with everything that's happened with COVID.
Right.
And with people being at home and declining, which is very, so what is the greatest need you find right now for the homebound seniors?
I would say the meals have been really my biggest need right now.
Right.
Sometimes they need help with errands and whatnot, but it's just sad because a lot of the seniors that I help are very low income, and it just seems there's not enough resources in our community to target those seniors.
Well, plus we have such a large community.
We do too.
That's a big deal here too. There's so many seniors in our area. So tell me about this new fall safety box thing that's going on.
So, we were supposed to have our big fundraiser in October, but then I postponed it, but I still wanted to do something for the seniors. So I decided for Fall Prevention Week, we would do our free SOS boxes. So by September 18th, we're trying to get seniors to qualify, and they'll contact our number, and we'll give them a free fall assessment over the phone. And based on if they're high to moderate fall risk, they'll receive one of our SOS boxes. And depending on the amount of financial donations that we receive, the one item that might not go in the box is the long-handled removable shower head.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a non-skid shower mat. Doug from Two Labs is donating us 12 free grab bars to be installed.
Fabulous.
We also will have Velcro and Dyson to help with reducing falls in the home. We're looking at a motion sensor light, battery operated,
yeah,
that can go at night to reduce falls on there. They can utilize, the medical equipment from our box, from our charity, and then we'll have TheraBand with exercises to do.
Fabulous.
We're hoping to give out 150 free boxes to seniors in need, and it will be at the Sunshine Center from 9 to 11 on September 24th.
And all the information will be on my website. But you know what I want to say to the business people that are out there listening? Just to even the small business owners, we're all going through a tough time now. Many of you were going out and you were networking and you were going to luncheons and you were paying $12, $20 a hit for your lunch. Now you're doing it on Zoom, so you're saving your lunch money and you're saving your gas money. So why don't you just make a little donation to Saving Our Seniors? Because if everybody just donated $25, $50, it would really make a difference. And people think, I don't have that extra money. Yeah, you got it. So think about doing that today. You can go to their website because it's so needed. Because we want Kelly to be able to stay in business and continue to do what she does for our loved ones and let people know that she needs volunteers. So what kind of volunteers do you need, Kelly?
So I need help sometimes delivering medical equipment, because some of the items are really heavy, so it's hard for me to do it by myself. I need help answering phone calls and delivering meals also. And the meals, we give you a cooler and you could go out and do them, any day of the week, really. The seniors are so grateful for our help, so they let us, help them when we can.
They're not going anywhere today. That's
right.
Unfortunately. So they can find the information on your website. Do you have a phone number they can call too?
Yes, it's 727-537-6753.
Fabulous. And am I going to see you tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to see you tomorrow with your lift chair.
So Kelly is bringing a lift chair to my husband, Tom, tomorrow that I can't tell you how much is needed and how grateful that I am for that. So I'll see you tomorrow, honey.
I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a delicious day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Now it's time to hear from the rest of our wonderful sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. Means it's time to get your pen and paper because I got good stuff to tell you. So Arden Courts is having a seminar, a Zoom seminar, Recognizing Pain in People with Dementia on Tuesday, September 15th with Kathy Klolek. It's very important to be able to see when a person in dementia is in pain because many times they cannot tell you that they're in pain. They cannot explain it to you. Many times you think they're just being irritable or lazy or whatever, but actually they're in pain. So it's good to be able to find out how to figure out and things to look for with that. So if you want that, just email me on the website. I'll give you the link. Also, Aston Gardens in Tampa on Wednesday, September 9th, is doing a virtual Zoom seminar, 5 Steps to Take Charge and Recharge for Caregivers. You need to RSVP by the 7th. It's Wednesday, September 9th from 10 to 11, so if you're interested in that, let me know. And the USF Bird Institute in Tampa is doing a series. September 15th is Caregiving During the COVID. September 17th is Helping New Family Caregivers Navigate the Alzheimer's Journey. February 22nd, Tips for Communicating and Managing Challenging Behaviors. And the 24th, Safety Issues Alzheimer's Caregivers Need to Know. So there's a lot of information out there, and the more information you get and the more education, the better off you're going to be. So just email me at lindaburhans@AOL or through the website, and I'll be able to give you that information. So when we were talking earlier with Grace, and we were talking about journaling, a story came to mind that I haven't told in a while that I think is really important. A woman was coming to a support group of mine. I've actually met her in the parking lot of a Publix crying in her car. And she was taking care of her dad, and she was very overwhelmed. Her mom had passed away. She had just moved down from another state. She didn't know about resources. She didn't know about a lot of things. And we chatted, and she started coming to the support groups. And she proceeded to tell me after, you know, we became friends after a while, and things started getting a little better with her dad because she found about some resources and some other things. But her dad was still a very angry man. And that was the hardest thing with her, that he was angry all the time. She said, I remember when I was a kid, Dad was just always so much fun, and he was always there and everything. Her dad was confined to a wheelchair, and she knew that was part of it because he was always a man that was out there going about and doing things. Well, one day her sister came to visit, and her sister said to her, you're looking pretty good. Because the last time her sister saw her, she was in a basket case. And she said, what have you been doing? She said, well, I've been going to these support groups now, and I've been getting an education, and just some good things have been happening. And the dad said very angrily, well, good for you. I'm happy good things are happening for you. And the sister looked at her sister, and she said, you know, Dad, I just came here to visit. And I just came here to see my sister and to see you. And we just want to have a nice visit. If you're going to be so negative, you know, we're going to go in the other room. The dad goes, go ahead, go. I don't care. Go ahead, go. And two sisters go in the other room. They continue to talk, but Dad continues to listen. And the one sister said, you know what's been really good is I've been journaling. I've been going to these journaling workshops with Linda, and I'm actually able to write down my feelings and get a lot of it out. Sometimes I just tear it up. Sometimes I cry. She said, sometimes I laugh, but just being able to get it out makes me feel better. And her dad screams from the other room, well, it's nice somebody can get it out. And the two sisters look at each other and they go back in the room to Dad and they said, Dad, we just want to help you in any way we can. We don't want you to be angry at the world. Do you think, Dad, maybe you'd like to journal? Because when in his younger days, he used to do some writing. Maybe, he said. And they gave him a notebook or whatever. And they noticed a half hour later, he was writing down a little bit. And an hour later, he was writing down some other stuff. And he wrote for a couple of days. And then he took the book and he gave it to them. And he said, here, you want to see how I feel? And he opened up the book and it said, I'm tired of being good. I'm tired of pretending it doesn't matter. I'm tired of being a burden to my family. I'm tired of smiling. I'm tired of not complaining. I'm tired of my future. And he went on and on and on. And the last line was, I'm tired of being tired. Oh my God, I'm so tired. And the sisters were just heartbroken. They said, Dad, you know, maybe we're like when I go for my walk, you could come out and walk with me. You know, maybe we could do some different things and talk about how you're feeling. And they started having these conversations. She said, Dad, Linda, my dad wants to know if he can come to your next group. I'm like, heck yeah, he can. Well, his name is Joe. And Joe wheels in on his wheelchair. And he tells his story, and he said, but I have a new journal now. Do you want to hear my new journal? And of course, everybody's like, yeah. And he opens it up, and he says, I'm glad that I have a family that takes care of me. I'm glad when my daughter goes for her walk, I can go too. I'm glad I'm being included in things that I wasn't included in before. Wow, what a difference. And he bought me Joe was from Brooklyn. He brought me the best Italian meatballs I ever had in my life that day, I gotta tell you guys. It was absolutely awesome. So sometimes just pay attention to what your loved one's feeling. It's not that they're cranky. They may just be sad. Maybe they just need to have a conversation. Maybe they feel like a little uncomfortable that their children are now taking care of them. Because you know you hear that story all the time. I wiped your behind. Don't you tell me what I'm doing. And it's the truth. But we have to see how we approach everything. You know, I had another woman recently. Mom doesn't want to take a bath. Mom's not brushing her teeth. I can't believe Mom's not brushing her teeth. She was always such a good person with brushing her teeth. Well, Mom has dementia. So think about it. How many steps is there to brush your teeth? Probably about 10. Got to think about you want to brush your teeth. Well, where do you go to brush your teeth? When you get in that bathroom, what do? You got to find the toothbrush. You got to find the medicine chest. You got to put the toothbrush on. There's a lot of steps. So with a person with dementia, they can't get to that step. It's not that they don't want to brush their teeth. It's not that they don't remember. They don't remember the steps to get to go to brush their teeth. So I say to caregivers all the time, this is, well, you know what you could do? You could take Mom in the bathroom and put toothpaste on your toothbrush and on hers, and you could brush your teeth together. Or you can complain to me all day long that Mom's not brushing her teeth. Pretty simple. Sometimes as caregivers, we make problems much bigger for ourselves than they are. And I'm not trying to get down, you guys. I know you're exhausted. I know you're going through a lot. But if we can learn certain tips, if we can get those certain ideas, it'll make a big difference. Be sure to tune in to my Tuesday tips on Facebook and our YouTube. I think we got like 7,000 views last week or something. The tips are good. It's like a 1-2 minute tip. I know you guys don't have a lot of time to just be sitting around listening to Linda on the radio for an hour. But thank God we have podcasts, so you can go back and listen at any time that you want. You can go to my website and find the Tuesday tips and everything. But give yourselves a break, guys. Breathe a little bit. And sometimes just try to look into the eyes of your loved one and figure out a different way. Because there is a different way. Remember, I'm here for you all the time. I have resources everywhere. There's a ton of resources on my website. If you call me and I don't have the answer, I know someone who does, and I will get you the answer. So tune in again next week for Connecting Caregivers, where you find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer,
WTAM, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.